Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:04. Oh my God, we're only 11 minutes away from peaking for the week. Can anybody stand it?
I can't.
Me either. Is Rachel here or what?
Is she here? Rachel's here!
Where's Rachel?
There Ta-da!
She is. Oh, there she is. Oh, hiding. Hiding behind all the monitors over there. Hi, Rachel. Oh,
we inadvertently dressed the exact same.
Oh.
That's weird.
Have yellow shirts on.
Oh my God, that is so weird. You guys
did
that
come
on purpose.
On.
No, we didn't.
So it's weird. You guys are weird.
Oh boy. And that's already turned, everybody. And the milk's gone bad. We just bought it.
Oh well. Now it's about 10 minutes until we peak for the week. I can't wait. The movie review coming up. Jump. J-U-M-P, jump. Text jump to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. Wouldn't that be nice? That number again, 72881, jump is this hour's code word. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply.
Ah, get is that to crisscross?
Yeah,
crisscross will
make
you
jump. One of these guys died, right?
What?
What?
I think the guy's name was Chris Kelly.
Yeah, Chris or Cross, one of them
what
died.
Happened?
No.
Yeah, a couple
I
years
think
ago.
He died. Yeah, let me double check.
It was Chris Kelly. That's right. Yeah,
Chris Kelly.
What happened?
Not the Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly from Chris Cross.
Yeah, Chris Kelly from Chris Cross. Not the Chris Kelly that.
Chris Cross will make you jump, jump. The Daddy Mac will make you jump. Jump.
Yeah, he died from an overdose in 2013.
No good.
Our tax number is 800-400-3697.
Heroin, cocaine.
Oh, bummer.
Damn.
Oh, that's a speedball.
Mm. Seems like those two would counteract each other.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, cancel each other out.
408 says, in the final Frasier moves to San Francisco.
Oh, maybe it'll be set here. That's interesting.
707 says, will not watch Frasier. Kelsey Grammer is a terrible person in real life.
Oh. I've heard that.
Yeah, we have heard that. Mm-hmm. Well, we heard it from his ex. I mean, exes always say terrible things.
Beverly. Well, she was. Beverly Hills.
Camila?
Uh-huh.
707 says, are you guys jealous Yuzette went out last night and had a life while your butts were in bed?
Yes.
You guys are too funny.
Yes.
Yeah, we're jealous. I mean, she went out. She had a great time. Was it a great time, you see?
Uh-huh. I haven't heard anything about it. That's what we're trying to find out. Maybe we are trying to live vicariously through Yuzette. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's what we do on this show.
Because I was watching Big Brother, and then I had to turn it. Well, there's another big night for me.
Yeah. Wow, I made it to 9 o'clock. Is it at 9 on Wednesdays or at 8 on Wednesdays?
It's at 8 on Wednesdays and 9 tonight.
Mm.
Let's see here. Wilmer is fantastic on NCIS and smoking hot, too.
Mm. He is handsome.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really do it for me. I don't know.
Well, I don't want to do him, but I think he's handsome.
Okay.
925 says, that Demi story is especially sad since I took my 12-year-old to see her a few months ago. Her whole show is geared around her sobriety and how you can overcome your problems. Oh. Tough to explain it to her now. Best of luck, Demi, though. Well, it's tough. That's not something that's permanent. You don't get to sobriety and you're home, you're free.
Right.
That's like a total reset each day.
Every day. I appreciate that you've gone so long, Vinny.
Thanks, but it's...
Keep on keeping on.
Daily reset, that's all. Because the truth is, for someone who's got that problem, you actually do knee-jerk to that for anything.
Mm-hmm.
For happy moments, for sad moments.
Oh, this is a tough situation to get through.
For bored moments, the
Any
thought
excuse,
is, you know what I can do right now? That would be great.
Yeah.
And then you have to go.
You have to think up 10 other things to do.
I'm gonna do something else.
Yeah. Hard.
Opioid addiction is harder to kick than heroin. It affects your brain chemically. My child went in for opioid rehab. Terrible epidemic. 925 says, my dermatologist says cuticles are there for a reason. To seal off your nail bed and block out infections. Stop trimming and pushing them back. Let them be. They can't work if you screw with them.
I constantly push them back. I don't like them growing up my finger.
I love that Hooman is a Michigan football fan. Go Blue.
Go Blue. Go Wolverines.
Nail salons can't use callus cutters here in California. You use one at home once a month. They really work, but always use a new blade. That's the key to keeping yourself safe.
Or just don't do it. I mean, God, I wonder how many people go to the emergency room with a razor cut on their foot.
707 says, the Stones song Waiting on a Friend. Love it. That is a good one.
You know what? They have so many great songs.
That is such a good song. 408 says, Hotman.
Oh, Hotman.
My favorite is Beast of Burden 2. It's sexy. Let's ask Rachel what her favorite one is.
You want to ask her right now?
Does Rachel have a favorite Rolling Stones song?
What's your favorite Rolling Stones song?
Wild Horses.
Oh, that is a great one. Yep.
She talked.
She did talk.
We heard her.
I love Angie, too, now that I think about it.
What?
Rachel Angie. Agrees with you.
Oh, I'm like...
Angie.
Her name's Rachel. What's wrong with you?
No, I wasn't. I like Rachel, but I also like the song, Angie. Okay. Wild Horses.
Right what in her face? You're calling her the wrong name?
Sorry. Oh, my God. How about when Fessy did that last night on Big Brother? Classic.
I mean, it made the show, so you can't be mad, but... He's so dumb.
Big dummy.
The whole thing.
The time we said goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Vincent. He wasn't crazy enough to jump 10 men. That's because he was well aware of what he was doing. Yeah. So sad for that family.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, that went through my mind. Like, he knew enough of what he was doing that he didn't pick someone who might just fight back. And knock him right out.
That girl's so beautiful, Nia. The one who was murdered.
Yes,
by the
I know. Head. I don't have the
pictures
I don't,
of her. You're just like, oh my God. Just stunning girl.
I don't have their full name. Was it Wilson?
I think it's Wilson.
Yeah, I didn't have it right in front of me.
So sad. Not sadder because she's beautiful, but like she's just remarkably beautiful.
408 says, what would you suggest as a starter book for Stephen King?
Oh, I say The Tommyknockers.
Or
The Shining. What would you say?
I really love, it's totally far out. Maybe I'm wrong. I really love the three series that he did with the retired detective.
Oh, yeah, those are good, too.
What is the first one? The Mr. Mercedes?
Mm-hmm.
The first one's Mr. Mercedes, and then there's two more after that that jump off from there.
It's a long telling of the same story. Those are good. I wouldn't start with those. Like, I would go classics. Read The Stand.
Pet Sematary's good. The Stand's too long.
Oh, The Stand's so good.
Come on.
Cujo's great. Firestarter's great. I just reread Firestarter. That's a good one. Salem's Lot. It's amazing. Actually, he has a bunch of collections of short stories that are all great, too.
Basically, we don't have an answer for you. We love
Pick
the guy
anyone.
And The Fog. There's just too many.
Yeah.
The two after Mr. Mercedes is Finders Keepers and End of Watch.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And that's a fun read.
They're really good. Actually, Gerald's Game is good, and Misery is excellent.
Oh, Misery's excellent.
Misery's really good.
The new one's not bad, but it's...
The Outsider?
The Outsider.
Yeah. I'm going to read that after I finish the series.
It's really good. You're going to like it.
I don't think there's been a book by him that I haven't been like, yeah, it's pretty damn good.
415 says, it's not even Friday, and you all are a beautiful mess. I love it. We did have a messy morning.
Well, you know, you have those.
Mm-hmm. Look at you, Zet, deflecting. Yeah, you should look at her now. She just left the room.
Yeah, she's not even here. There. I think she left.
She's busy. She's busy. Yeah. We're all busy.
Where's Rachel?
Oh, she's here.
Is everyone prepared with appropriate questions for Rachel and to peak for the week? taking into account humans questioning in all of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Well, we're hoping to get Rachel onto the Secret Show after this. So, Rachel, can you stay for the Secret Show?
We'll talk about that later.
Why is she saying no?
She said
well,
no.
Well, don't like. Come on.
Let's warm her up first before we ask her that.
Right.
Forget I asked.
I'll write you a note. She said, I got to go to work. I'll write you a note.
Yeah, Yuzi will write you a note. That always works.
Sheila, is Yuzi a doctor as well as an executive producer?
That's right.
She does it all.
Today she's a bartender.
Oh,
well,
you
no, that was last night. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Today she's going to do a whole video shoot.
I know. I'm just staying. I got to go right now, but I want to stay for the intro.
What happened last night? Why won't you tell me?
What happened
it's
last
just
night?
About time.
I don't really know what happened last night.
It sounds like you do
well,
know.
I know some stuff, but Yuzi won't tell me the whole story.
The song.
707 says, I listen to you guys while I feed my pigs. And then there's a picture of pigs. It's like a farm.
Oh, neat.
Oh, look at that.
They're so cute. Pigs. What?
Pigs.
Oh, God, it's time. Finally.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, Bryn. All right, good intro, solid intro.
Thank you, Bryn. All right, everyone. Welcome to the show, Rachel. Glad you're here from the lovely town of Rohnert Park.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of arguably the most anticipated film of 2018, Mission Impossible 6. Fallout. This movie stars Tom Cruise, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, Angela Bassett, Alec Baldwin, and...
Henry Cavill. Oh, Cavill.
Rachel's new boyfriend.
My new boyfriend.
So hot.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
So this film starts right where Mission Impossible 5 left off. Since Tom caught the leader of the syndicate, his followers form a new group called the Apostles.
Oh.
The bad apostles, not the good apostles. The apostles steal 3 nuclear bombs and plan to kill 1/3 of the world's population.
Oh.
Will Tom and the Mission Impossible Force be able to stop them?
I bet they do. Spoiler alert.
So just a few simple yes and no questions. First of all, Rachel, you're familiar with the Mission Impossible franchise, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That was an easy
you.
One.
That was an easy one.
She's right there. I see her. Look.
All right. And Rachel, is Mission Impossible 6 the best of the series?
In my professional opinion, for my first movie review ever, yes.
Oh, this Thank is you. The best one.
This is the best
yeah,
one.
I loved it. I might have loved it twice as much as the other ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they're all good.
They're all good.
Will you stop it? I can't even hear her. She talks so soft. Jesus.
That was requested. I'm just doing what I'm told, all right?
Don't do it anymore.
All right. Well, Rachel, let's talk about Tom and all his greatness.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you want to talk about all the stunts?
Yeah, I do want to talk about all the stunts.
Okay.
That's correct.
Mission Impossible 4. That's,
yeah, what was the big stunt in Mission Impossible?
That's when he scales what you guys call the Wiz Khalifa. Yeah. Raj Khalifa, right?
Yes.
So I loved that stunt. That stunt was beautiful. It was really good. And then Mission Impossible 5.
What did he do?
Hanging off the wing of an airplane.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And
well, how was the Halo jump? That's the big thing in Mission Impossible 6.
So I was really excited for the Halo jump. I watched a behind-the-scenes thing on the Halo jump before. We went and saw the movie. I was super excited about it. And then when it
Not
happened...
Yet. Don't play that yet. Yeah.
Then when it happened, it was just okay. It was just like he was skydiving. I felt like it was anticlimactic.
Because that's the one. That was the big one.
Yeah, that was the big one.
What about the one where he jumps across the buildings and he actually... They used the take where he broke his foot.
You should talk about that now since she asked.
Yeah, that was really good. And we noticed that it looked like he kind of limped away when he jumped over to the other side. So
I whispered in Rachel's ear. I'm like, that's when he actually broke his leg. Yeah. She's like, what? Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. They did use that take.
They had to. What other takes did they have?
Well, I thought he would have done it again when his leg healed, but maybe they were like,
no, they.
Tom,
I think they
don't
had
worry
enough.
About it. The, we'll use the one up. That, yeah, don't break your leg twice. All right. Well, let's talk about Rachel's boyfriend, Henry Cavill.
Oh my God, I loved him so much.
First of all, were you familiar with Henry before this movie?
No, I had no idea who he was.
So you hadn't seen the Superman that he was in, or the Tudors? Where he,
no. Yeah.
How was he opposite Tom Cruise, America's Greatest Treasure?
I feel like he made the whole movie. He was so sexy, so beautiful. I loved him. Like, he moved to the top of my, what's that list? The hall pass list. You know? You guys have the hall pass list.
Yeah, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Well, then what do you need a hall pass for?
Well, if I did, if I did.
He would be on your hall pass list.
Yeah, he's on. Whoever's on.
Is she going to be allowed to have a hall pass?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, he moved right to the top. I had no idea who he was before.
You're a good boyfriend, Hooman.
Yeah, boy, you're... That's that guy's boyfriend material, don't you think, Rachel?
Yeah, he's boyfriend material.
Awkward.
Not really.
Did it feel weird?
I thought you guys were talking about Henry. I thought you were talking about Henry.
No, well, what?
Oh, no, we're talking about Hooman.
Hooman
is
Superman.
Boyfriend. No.
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 Hooman, was it a little, did it make your heart hurt a little as she's all Twitter-pated over Henry Cavill and you're like, I'm right here.
Well, I was surprised.
I'm right next to you.
I was surprised she didn't know who Superman was.
So
when she saw him, I looked
over. Did she kind of go, whoa?
I looked over it a couple times and she actually looked at me and she goes, that man is so beautiful. I cannot look away from the screen.
Oh,
it's true. It's true.
All right. Well, let's talk about the nonstop action in Mission Impossible 6.
Oh, God.
Oh. Speaking of motorcycle chases, I love those. He does them so well. Is there one in this movie?
Yeah, there's a few.
Excellent.
He get hit by a car on his motorcycle? I thought that I saw that in the preview.
You did, and he does. That's exactly right.
That's awesome.
How does he never get hurt?
But I want Rachel to talk about her favorite kind of action moment in this film.
My favorite action moment?
Or maybe it was mine. Maybe you can talk about my favorite action
moment. Oh, my God.
Are you talking about the helicopters?
Yes.
Of course, there's always helicopters in all the Mission Impossible movies. but there's this one scene where there's like a helicopter dogfight. I don't want to go into too many details because I don't want to give it away, but it was amazing. I was totally on the edge of my seat the whole time. And actually, I had to keep looking away because it was so intense. I kept looking away. I kept looking at Hooman. And he had to keep grabbing my face and like putting it back toward the screen so I'd watch because it was so intense.
I didn't want her to miss anything.
You didn't have to do that during the Henry Cavill scenes, though, huh?
No, but
I was glued to the screen during
the last 15 minutes. I actually kept my hands on her face and didn't let her look at me.
Oh,
was that okay?
Do you like that when Hooman touches your face? Is that romantic?
I mean, it was all right.
You didn't find it annoying? Was it romantic or annoying? It had to be one of those.
I couldn't look at some of the parts because it was so intense. And so I would just look over, and then he just held my face there, and the chair is like vibrating because, you know, you're in the IMAX theater with the crazy chair vibrating. And it was just, it was intense.
Do you have any suggestions for anyone seeing this film?
Do I have any suggestions?
Yeah.
Yeah, go with somebody who you can hold hands with.
You held hands during the whole thing?
No, I held face. Hooman held my face. He didn't hold my hand. He held my face.
I reached over, grabbed her hand a couple times because I could see she was stressed out, so I didn't want her to.
So you're saying it's a great date movie?
It's a good date movie, yeah. It's a really good date movie.
So you guys would
really
say your date went well then?
It went really well.
Mm-hmm. Our professional business-only movie date was incredible.
Are you going to kiss me right now? Not
anymore.
Now that you ruined the moment.
The moment's over. All right, let's talk about something Sarah brings up from time to time. Tom's bubble butt.
Is his bubble butt prominently featured in this?
Well,
no, I watched all the other
Jesus, Bryn. It's like out of control.
Don't say that.
You couldn't really see his bubble butt in Mission Impossible 6.
He's wearing like a long coat or something?
He was just wearing dark clothing. Or
yeah,
maybe
the
I
whole
was just
time.
So distracted by Henry's face that maybe I didn't notice his butt. But in the other movies, you can't see it. Like in those white pants that he's wearing.
Yep.
But in this one, you just don't notice it as much.
Can you notice all the work he's had done? Because he gets top-notch work.
He looks really good.
Yeah.
He looks amazing. So.
How old is he now? Late 50s?
Yeah, he is in his at least mid-50s. But my theory is he did this movie and put Henry Cavill in the movie so that he could show the world that ultimately he can beat the crap out of Superman.
Oh.
I don't want to give away too much.
Sounds like he beats the crap out of Superman.
Yeah, it sounds like
it. Well, we knew his team was going to win. I mean, that's the point of the movie, right?
It is the point, yeah. How did the film look? All the cities?
I loved the cinematography in all of the different cities. There was Paris, Berlin.
London,
Kashmir.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was like the light, the sunrises, the sunsets. They did a great job with that.
And one last question, Rachel, before I sum it all up. There's 1,000 surprises in this film. We can't give away too much because we want you to be surprised. But in your professional opinion, will there be a Mission Impossible 7?
Yes, I think there will be.
Do they leave it wide open for that?
Yeah.
Or is it?
There's some unfinished business.
Oh.
Some unfinished business. So.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this. This film is the best in the franchise.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but with this film, number 6, Mission Impossible has reached the level of the James Bond franchise.
Mm.
It's as good, and it's actually in some respects, except for Mission Impossible 2, which sucked. It's phenomenal. I'm now more excited about Tom and the Mission Impossible Force than I am about any 007 movie that's coming
out. What about Fast and the Furious?
Fast and Furious is a little, it has a little bit of cheesiness to it. And, you know, I love Paul Walker. So I know he's not
You're
in it anymore.
It's surpassed Fast and Furious. It's gaining on James Bond.
Well, here's
surpassed.
The thing. Fast and Furious is great because it's lighter and Mission Impossible is a lot heavier. It's like a lot more morbid. Like there's a lot of death, you know? With that being said, and Rebecca Ferguson, I love you. I love Rebecca Ferguson. Amazing in this film. Amazing in The Greatest Showman. I'm going to give this film 4¾ Persian rugs.
Oh. Higher than I predicted.
Oh.
That's almost
perfect. You wanted
perfect.
To get a perfect score?
No, I said 4⅛.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead, Rachel. Let's hear your summation.
Okay, my sum of the movie is, it's a Henry movie. I loved him so much. He was so sexy. I can't wait to watch every movie that guy's in now.
Watch The Tudors. That's a great show.
I actually Googled that. Yeah. And he has a British accent.
I think he's an English dude.
Yeah,
in real life.
He's so. Oh my gosh.
He's so good
he's so
in
hot.
That. I was in love with him in that series.
Right. I haven't seen it, but now I want to watch it.
Yeah, you got to. It's so good.
So,
I heard he's smelly. Have you heard that?
No, I've never.
It
heard
doesn't
that.
Matter.
I heard he's
it doesn't
super
matter
smelly.
If he's smelly.
I'll toss him in a waterfall
like,
and go in after
like
him naked.
Yeah,
toxic,
I'll come with you. Kitty
smell.
I think it might take the two of us to really satisfy him.
Yeah, I'm so down for that.
All right.
So
what do you
it's
give
a
it?
Date.
Yeah, let's go now. I want to go now.
Okay.
Right after this, I'm ready. I'm going to give it 5.
Oh!
5.
Perfect score.
Out of 5.
Out of 5. Rosés all day.
Oh, rosé all day.
I'm from my country. I'm from my country. I have to go with the rosé.
Roanoke Park is rosé central, everybody.
The friendly
yeah,
city.
It is. It is.
5 out of 5.
Yeah,
perfect score.
A perfect score. I loved it. It's all for Henry's face. It's a perfect score.
Wow. How long is he in the movie for?
A lot.
Oh good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's number 2 to Tom.
Oh.
I think. Is he number 2, would you say?
I'd say he's number 1 to Tom.
Oh, okay. He's number 1. Yeah. He's more in the
Tom.
Because, you know, Tom makes sure he's practically in every scene.
Sure.
So.
It's his movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, fine job. And are you less nervous
Fantastic.
Now that you got it under your belt?
I'm less nervous now that I'm done. Yeah.
Sarah, if I could,
yes.
How about if we get a review from you on Rachel in her first appearance on the movie reviews?
Pretty nervous at first, a little quiet, soft-spoken, really started to come into her own about midway, and I really love the enthusiasm for Henry Cavill. Do you have anything to add?
I'd give her 5 Henry Cavills.
I'm giving her 5 Henry Cavills as well.
Mm-hmm.
If only there were
Great
5
job,
to give
Rachel.
Her. Great job, Rachel.
Thank
now that you're
you.
Comfortable and you're past your nerves, what do you say you stick around for the secret show? We'll do a quick one.
I can't stick around.
We'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you.
It's done. Let's do it.
Great.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have to learn commercials now. Good job.
Is over.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.